USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants, like the Delta strain, are spreading quickly. And police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse, killing four others in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moïse was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she is reportedly in critical but stable condition. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Lawmakers return to Washington on Monday with a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending looming large on their agenda. A bipartisan group of senators are working on fleshing out the framework of a $1.2 trillion deal to address physical infrastructure projects. Heather Boucher, a member of the White House's Council of Economic Advisers, tells CBS News what Americans can expect to see if that package is passed.
They can expect to see, bridges being fixed, roads being repaved. If they live in a community where there are still lead pipes going into people's homes or schools, they can expect to see those fixed and addressed. They can expect to see broader access to broadband, which we've learned over the past year is so incredibly important. So these are just some basics. And, you know, when that happens, we know that that is good for families, it's good for commuters, it's good for businesses. I mean, this is the way that America works, is grounded in our infrastructure. And so that's what the American people can look forward to.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that remain unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle is being fought between the virus and humans.
The bottom line here is we have the rapidly spreading Delta variant in many states of the U.S. About now, it's most strains in the U.S. We've seen increases in other parts of the world, even with high vaccination rates. So it really is a race of the variants against the vaccine. And really, what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and the messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
And eight-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer was bounced from the tournament Wednesday in the quarterfinal round, losing in straight sets to 14-seeded Hubert Orcat 6-3, 7-6, 6-0. After the match, Federer dismissed questions about retirement, saying he needed a few days to see how he feels. Federer turns 40 next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.